Todo Chévere y tu podcast, episodio 41. Do you know what high-frequency words are? Have you heard about this term, high-frequency words? No? Then listen carefully. Escucha con atención, porque en este episodio vas a saber qué son las palabras de alta frecuencia, cuáles son y por qué son importantes cuando aprendemos un idioma extranjero. Estimado oyente, buenos días, buenas tardes o buenas noches. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Todo bien? Sí, por aquí todo de maravilla, gracias. Te saluda tu profe Emilia de Venezuela and welcome to a new episode of your podcast Todo Chévere y Tú. As you heard in the introduction, today's topic is high frequency words. In any language, there are high frequency words. In Spanish, words such as yo, la, lunes, septiembre, tener, y, voy, aquí, ayer, they appear many, many times in a text and in our oral interaction. That's why they are high-frequency words. And they are also called palabras de uso frecuente. Are they important? Well, let me put it in this way. I would say I find them extremely useful. We all use them without being aware of their names. But beginning today, I bet you will pay attention to these words as a way to ease and simplify your learning process. Why? Because knowing the meaning of these words, plus how to use them, will let you focus on the unknown words, phrases and structures. And yes, I will share with you a classification. Let's start. Colores. Colors. Amarillo, azul, verde, morado, negro. Números. Numbers. 1, 3, 10, 100. My suggestion is that you learn to count from 1 to 100, no more than that, or practice at least. Días de la semana y meses del año, days of the week and months of the year, right? You know the days of the week, ¿sí? Lunes, martes, miércoles, jueves, viernes, sábado, domingo, like just like that. Enero, febrero, marzo, abril, mayo, junio, julio, agosto, septiembre, octubre, noviembre, diciembre. Pronombres personales, personal pronouns. Yo, tú, él, nosotros, vosotros, ellos. I, you, he, she, it, we, they. Adjetivos demostrativos. Adjectives to locate things. Este, ese, aquel, aquella. So, the equivalent of this, that, and those. Articles. El, la, un, uno, una, los. Yes, the equivalent of a and the. Pronombres interrogativos. Question words. ¿Qué? ¿Cuándo? ¿Quién? ¿Por qué? Okay, or the equivalent of what, when, who, why, how many. Frases temporales. Time phrases. Ayer, hoy, mañana, en la tarde, en la noche, la semana que viene, el mes que viene, el año que viene. Preposiciones. Prepositions. Yes, I know, they are a headache. I would say con, de, en, para y por. Those five, at least at the beginning. So that would be the equivalent of with, of, in, on, at, and for, and to. Conectores, connectors. Like, entonces, sin embargo, en conclusión, para comenzar, okay? now, then, later, before, after. Formas negativas. Negative forms. Like no, nada, nadie, ninguno, ninguna. No, nobody, no one, nothing. Let me finish with 16 verbs. Yes, 16. First, the most important 7 verbs, plus 9 extra. And the 7 powerful verbs are ser, estar, tener, ir, querer, gustar, haber. In English, the 2 forms of to be, to have, to go, to want, to like, and the equivalent of the structure there is, there are. Plus, dar, poner, hacer, poder, salir, decir, ver, saber, y volver. So, to give, to put, to do or to make, can, to go out, to say, to see, watch, to know, and to return. And something that not everybody likes, and those are cognates. I know, I'm aware of all friends, but cognates are very, very useful. I have already talked about the 16 powerful verbs and cognates in previous episode of the podcast, so go and check them. As you can see or hear, they are often words that have a little meaning on their own, but their contribution to the whole meaning of the phrase, of the sentence, or the text are significantly valuable. I suggest you check and pay attention not only to the word, these words, but also to the phrase, the sentence where these high frequency words appear. What's next? Grab a piece of paper, grab a notebook, create a document on your laptop or wherever you work, and start writing your own glossary. Gracias por escuchar este episodio. Thank you for listening. Keep learning and practicing all the expressions, everything I say have shared with you so far, and boost your fluency in Spanish. Subscribe to the podcast and get the notification when a new episode is released. I will leave you some info in the episode notes. Que tengas un gran día. Gracias y hasta luego.